Oh, I said, and I don't pretend to disguise the fact that I spoke bitterly. I definitely meant it to sting. That, of course, is a quote from the ineffable P.G. Wodehouse, who has not only been a huge inspiration, but whose work it has been my great privilege to adapt for performance. Working, as it were, from the inside out, you appreciate the astonishing craft behind the seemingly effortless prose. He makes it look so easy. It isn't. This is art that disguises art. Plum, as he is still affectionately known, was a master of precision, and it is this quality that defines him as the preeminent British humorist of the 20th century. That, and the fact that his writing is genuinely hilarious. I defy anyone to read the short story, Jeeves and the Song of Songs, unmoved. From one genius to another, Penelope Fitzgerald. I don't know any writer of fiction who does not admire her lean and sparing prose. Never was it more truly said that less is more than of Fitzgerald's writing. In two lines, she can summon up tone, atmosphere, character, and subtext to a degree that would take us lesser scribes a page and a half to achieve. And when she's funny, she's laugh-out-loud funny. Check out the Prince's torture scene in At Freddy's. Flann O'Brien's The Third Policeman turns up on many of those 100 best books lists, and rightly so. It's the only book I know of which addresses the love that dares not speak its name, that between a man and his bicycle. Like O'Brien's other masterpiece, At Swim Two Birds, it's a darkly comic piece of metafiction, reminiscent of both Lawrence Stern and Samuel Beckett, and at the same time, completely unlike anything except its own unique self. If you've never read any O'Brien, I urge you to give yourself this treat. The precision of Wodehouse, the economy of Fitzgerald, and the wild comic invention of Flann O'Brien, these then are the elements that inspire me. I don't pretend to come close to their mastery, but I continue to learn from them and laugh with them. And as a writer of comedy myself, that is what I value most highly. I opened with a quote from Thank You, Jeeves. I'll finish with another Wodehouse gem, this time from The Clicking of Cuthbert. Marvel at this tiny, perfect nugget of comic characterisation. The ancient mariner stopped a wedding guest on his way to a wedding. George Mackintosh gave me the impression that he could have stopped the Cornish Riviera Express on its way to Penzance.